Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is releasing his 2011 tax returns. Romney and his wife Ann paid a little over $1.9 million in federal income taxes on an income of $13.7 million, most of it from investments. That puts them at an effective tax rate at 14.1%, a little more than the couple paid in 2010.
Of course, this has been a big issue for the presidential race. Joining us live to talk more about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Gwen, we want to know what people are saying about this move by the Romney campaign to release his 2011 taxes. What do you think about the timing of the release?
Well, you know, it's known as, in political circles, as the Friday news dump. Because we have a Friday night show, we think of it as a gift. We love it when people try to sneak news in on Fridays, because that gives us something to talk about. Basically, he had no choice but to release something. He had said previously he was going to release 2 years of tax returns. He had said he was going to do it before the first debate, which is October 3rd. And frankly, when you've had the kind of week he's had, the news doesn't really get any much worse, so you might as well release it. This 2011 return shows that they donated as much as 30% of their income, which, by the way, was unearned income, or I should say it was investment income. It wasn't a salary of that $14 million, which is boggles the mind when you think about it. But a third of that went to charity, and they didn't claim all of that as a charitable deduction. So that's one part of it. The other part is they also are releasing, as we speak, a summary of their entire 20 years that they've been paying taxes, saying that they've paid both state and federal income taxes each time, that their annual effective federal tax rate was 20%, not just the 13 or 14%, which they're claiming in 2011, and that they gave an average of 13.5% or so of their adjusted gross income to charity in those years. So they're trying to emphasize, in at least the summary that they put out that we've seen so far, how, yeah, they made a lot of money. We know they made a lot of money, but they also found a way to give back.
So while a 14.1% tax rate is much lower than a lot of Americans, upper middle class Americans, would presumably pay, it can be offset by the charitable donations to people. It's impossible to know really how it will play with voters.
Well, you know, the fact is, this is a very complicated tax return. When you look at the Mitt Romney's taxes, it's not like a couple of pages like that we put out. They have four separate trusts in their family. They have a family trust. They have a trust for the governor and a trust for Mrs. Romney. All of them are separate separate accounts. And it's the kind of money most of us will never see in our lifetime. So there's no way that you can just compare it to what an average person would do or how an average person would file.
Yeah, that's why we just look at these big numbers and kind of leave it at that, because once you start talking about tax code and things like that, eyes glaze over and nobody
especially
wants to.
Especially on a Friday afternoon.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Gwen. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.